This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. Rhea Hughes, Fran Rojas hanging out.
We got yo-yos.
We did get yo-yos.
Thank you, yeah. Ronnie.
Shout out to Ronnie. Let me tell
you. And me got yo-yos.
John Ritchie.
Joe did not get yo-yo.
Like, good. I mean, don't give Joe a yo-yo. Yeah. John Ritchie's very good at yo-yos.
Yo-yo.
You just busted the yo-yo out, and you're doing trick after trick, and you're actually very good at yo-yos.
I've done a lot of yo-yoing.
I could tell. You were like a professional, being like, all right, here we go. This is the way to do it.
I can do some tricks. We did lots of yo-yoing. Mm-hmm. You can do the sleep, and then you do the different. I can do the different cat in the cradle and stuff like that.
Yeah,
lots of wasted time. These are nice. These are Eagles yo-yos. Lots of time as a child, and then doing the like around the world.
The best
when you scare your friends by throw it
right
seems
up close
like the
their
yo-yo's
face
gonna hit them, but you know it's gonna stop. That's a really cool trick
I'm with you. I'm with you. That is a very cool one. Speaking of cool, I don't know if this is cool, but it's interesting. Rhea pointing this out to me. Scott Lauber found this it's in the Inquirer in an article, but a reference point that the Phillies and someone else were involved in that's a similar type situation. In 2005, this is straight from Lauber's article. In 2005, after what then general manager Ed Wade called an unforeseen development of reliever Tim Worrell leaving the team for personal reasons, which we've both forgotten about.
I forgot about it.
Tim Worrell, good pitcher before he came here, had a nice career.
Is he from the Mets?
Dodgers,
oh, Dodgers,
right? Closer, okay. And he might have been with the Mets too, but leaves for personal reasons. The Phillies in June swapped infielder Placido Polanco to the Tigers for reliever Ugith Urbina, Ugi, and utility infielder Ramon Martinez in the first week of June. So very similar time. Ugith Urbina, yep.
Ugi.
Yeah, they called him.
He had some more unfortunate things happen later, John. We'll tell you about it later.
Yeah, controversial,
controversial
life lived by Ugi. But traded for that infielder Ramon Martinez in the first week of June. Guess who Detroit's general manager was at that time? Dave Dombrowski. Now, this is a little different in that Dave is now in the position that Ed Wade was in, being the one who was in need. Like, if I'm Dave Dombrowski and I get a call saying I'll give you Placido Polanco for a reliever, I'd be like, sweet, thanks, man. That's a cool trade. Let's do that. So Dave's in this case the one without the leverage as opposed to having the leverage in the last case. But it is interesting in that you in an exact type of situation, similar type of thing, that trade has happened, with the Phillies involved and Dombrowski involved. So at least he's seen it happen. Can whatever, I doubt they'll make a trade this quickly, but it is interesting that is a very similar scenario. Very similar.
He was gone, I think they said, for 5 weeks. Worrell?
So, wow. I mean, just crazy.
Would that be about, how many games would that be about?
Well, not 80.
Not 80, 40?
Something like that. Yeah, 35, 30. Yeah. It depends on how many off days. But yeah,
my math isn't that good. I was trying to do it really fast.
I get it. Yeah, but a fascinating kind of parallel there. So, all right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the phones. Reaction on the Jose Alvarado situation. What can the team do to move forward? Do you want them to go make a trade, like, immediately? Give something up, overpay if you have to. Or do you want to kind of see them play it out a little bit and see where this thing goes? 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones and talk to Nick in Bucks County. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys? How's everybody feeling this morning?
Well,
you know, so-so.
Half and half.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I know everyone's down on Alvarado, but we need to go through some things. The Philly sports do better when we have to overcome obstacles. This is certainly an obstacle to overcome, but we're ready to go.
Look, yeah, sure.
What obstacle did the Eagles really have to come over?
Nick Foles did.
No, the first one.
This pass, and they didn't. And Dombrowski said that in the audio order earlier where, you know, no World Series champ, you know, doesn't have to go through some, you know, obstacles along the way. And I do think he's right about that. But, Nick, you can't just positively spit it and say, well, you know, obstacle, got to overcome it. It's a massive loss, you know?
It is a massive loss, but, I mean, Carson Wentz was a massive loss.
It was. Look, yeah, I appreciate the positivity, Nick. Nick, you got an answer for us for a non-actor performance?
I do. One of the best of all time. This guy made me believe his character so well. It was his first acting debut, and unfortunately he left us too soon. Tupac and Juice.
That's a good answer. Yeah, Tupac, that's a good movie. Tupac was a good actor. That, you know, other things, I won't take him off the board, but that's a really good answer. Let's keep it rolling with Jeff in Levittown. What up, Jeff?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Jeff.
I don't know if I'm the only one, if I'm wrong here and thinking it, but I'm kind of like at this point with the NHL playoffs rooting for Florida to get another one because I kind of want the Flyers. I guess they had to get rid of Bobrovsky.
To feel the pain is what you're saying?
Oh, I really want them to feel it because he's about to win his second cup and we're still looking for a goalie. I know Carter Hart set him back, but I really want them to feel this.
Yeah, look, I get it. I can't rip you for that.
I kind of felt it the first time around.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Edmonton so Canada can get a title because, you know, I'm magnanimous like that, you know. I'm just a good guy like that, you know. I care about others. I care about, you know, people.
Care about others.
No big deal.
Like Edmonton.
Yes, yeah. I mean, imagine living in Edmonton, all right? Give them something. Sorry, Edmonton might be very nice. I have no idea. It just sounds remote.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, Jeff, I am with you. And look, actually, we are going to have Keith Jones in studio tomorrow. I believe 8 o'clock he'll be in.
Yes.
So tune in for that. Keith's going to be in with us for 2 hours tomorrow.
Please ask him about that.
Everyone tune in 8 o'clock with him for 2 hours. We will, trust me, Jeff, we will ask him everything like that about the Flyers,
Joe out today because he lost Pete the Hammer on Friday?
Oh, I love that. Let's just say yes.
We suspended him for his behavior.
I like
following Beat the Hammer, sore loserness.
I have another thought on Jonas Sack. Jeff, give me an answer for a non-actor.
How about, can I go with, I don't know if anybody's ever seen it, but Dwight Yoakam in Seven Psychopaths.
Yeah, that's actually a really good answer. Seven Psychopaths is a good movie. And Dwight Yoakam, he acted a little bit here.
Yeah, he did.
Psychopaths?
Yeah, it's called Seven Psychopaths. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen Dwight Yoakam in some other things.
Yeah, he had some. Yeah, well, he's in...
He was like a deranged husband.
What's the Jodie Foster, David Fincher? Panic Room. He's in that. He's in Panic Room. Okay. He's in a few things, yeah.
Maybe that was it, or there was another
one. Well, he's one of the criminals breaking into the...
I remember thinking at some point, okay, he's going to be the next big, like, weird role guy. Almost like, who was the guy from Back to the Future, the dad?
Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover had that weird
totally.
Role corner.
Totally.
You know, had the monopoly on the weird, just off-the-beaten-path role guy. I thought maybe Dwight Yoakam could fill that off-the-beaten-path role for us for a moment.
Yeah.
And then he kind of just vanished.
Yeah, yeah, it's too bad. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
Speaking of Joe DeCamera, though, I'm going to repurpose something Joe does. John, you don't know this, but whenever you're away, Joe will, multiple times a show, ask people to call in and rip you. you know, be like, John's not here. And it never works, obviously. I think we've actually gotten zero.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever gotten calls.
Zero. I don't think anyone's ever
on the morning show.
But let's return the favor. Justin D'Orazio, doing a great job helping to produce the show today with Long Frame Ross. Just let me know. We have no time series calls today. So how about this? Give Joe a little dose of his own medicine. Call Times Yours and rip Joe to camera. Whatever you want to say, whatever you want, you rip him for his embarrassing both performance and decorum, the way he acted on Friday.
How bad his hair was, too.
How bad his hair was. Please rip his hair. Oh, my God, it'd be amazing.
You know what somebody pointed out?
Not showing up on a Monday, you know, no big deal. Like Alvarado suspension, see you guys, no big deal. Everything, Rhea.
Somebody pointed out in one of the comments underneath the Beat the Hatter, which was very funny, by the way. Normally don't check it out, but after that performance,
yeah, well.
I said, he apparently wore the same outfit on Friday had on Thursday.
Oh my God.
And I went, I think he did.
Yeah, he does that far too often. Joe feels it's appropriate to wear the same outfit multiple days in a row far more often than
he
than
does
you would
realize
think.
We're on YouTube.
Yeah. And honestly, even if we weren't, you know?
Well, yeah.
But you're right. It does add to it.
So bad.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So call in. Rip Joe 215-238-4500.
The problem arises when he informs us that when he wears the same thing, he doesn't change certain aspects.
Oh, I know.
Like
the socks.
He doesn't change the socks.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's gross.
It's disgusting. Honestly, I get like, you know, when you hear something gross, you'll just get like a little chill through your body. That's what I get when I think of that.
Yeah. I know. I agree with you. It does. It's
like a
sends
shiver.
A shudder.
Yeah,
shudder. Down your spine.
It does.
Yeah. The disgusting nature of our coworker. Really, it's so troubling. It does. It bothers me. Like outside of work, I'll think about it and it'll be momentarily troubling.
Can I tell you when it comes up? Same thing. It bothers me, but it comes up.
Like, in his mouth, he puts his foot.
Ew.
So
in his mouth. Like, that'll...
It comes up for me with this, like, this type of stuff. Same with my daughter, where it's like, Zoe will do things that are Joe to camera things. And I'm like, you're 6 years old. You're too old to do that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But then I'll think, oh, I work with someone who does that.
How many times... I can't... When I say to my kids, you're acting like Joe to camera.
Is that like they're... Oh, that's great.
They know.
That's great.
They know not to go there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they know. They must stop. You know, like, stop in your tracks.
Good
because
right there.
You're heading down a dark path. Yeah, let's reverse out, and we're going to be normal again.
I love that.
Was this everything you hoped for, James?
Oh, yeah.
The ripping of...
Yeah. Well, Joe. Do it on Times Yours, too. 215-238-4500. We want more of it. We need it. And again, I do think, Rhea, we're here for John's Knot.
We do.
We love Joe.
We do.
But,
we love him.
But he does, every time you're out, always take the opportunity to ask people to rip you. So you know what? You know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? You know, rip Joe on Times Yours, 215-238-4500. I think it's only fair.
Maybe everyone's just very... I don't know, like open-minded and friendly and unripping of the, of everyone who speaks about the sports here.
Oh, yeah, we never get ripped here.
No.
Yeah, sure.
God, no.
Yeah, no, yeah.
not much.
All right, 215-592-9494. Get those Times Yours calls in. Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, speaking of people who get ripped, Elliot Shore Parks will be in
it's
studio with us.
It's good to get ripped.
I agree. Better to...
Seriously, sometimes you need a taste of medicine. And sometimes ripping is necessary.
Totally. We're doing it because we love. We're trying to help. I wish someone had ripped Jose Alvarado and said, don't take those diapers,
Absolutely.
Buddy. What are you doing
he
here?
Was wrong.
You don't know what's
Sometimes
in him. What's going on?
Sometimes people are just wrong.
That's right.
Jose was wrong. Usually, Joe, just wrong. I mean, like 95% wrong. But we love him anyway, and that's why we try to set him straight.
That's right. So
unfortunately,
set him
no one set Jose straight before he... dabbled in testosterone usage.
Mistakes were made. Mistakes were made. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to John in Allentown. What up, Johnny?
What's up, good people?
What's up, John?
Guys.
Yes.
Alvarado.
It's crushing.
You know, I'm a truck driver. And I get randomly tested.
Wow.
And I get tested every year. And there's nothing, I don't know what's going into my
body.
I'm just a truck driver, man.
Totally.
Right.
You're not, I'm not gonna, yeah.
Right,
you're
you
not
don't risk
tell
it.
Me that he accidentally took, you know, a weight loss drug. I mean, because most of the weight loss drugs that have testosterone in them, it's spelled out right on the label, man.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, you have to say what's on the
side. I researched it this morning when
I just can't believe they put testosterone in weight loss drugs that you could
and
get
over the
counter.
And here's the thing.
I think it's from what I looked at, John, it's a steroid that some of the benefits are that if you are a little bit overweight, you will lose weight.
Yeah, and again,
so I don't think it's marketed as a weight loss drug.
Regardless, whatever it's marketed on,
yeah,
and even
true.
If it isn't on the bottle, and I'm with you, John, I'm sure it is, even if it isn't on the bottle, his job is to know what's going in his body. So if it's not on the bottle, guess what? You can't take that thing because it doesn't tell you what's in it. Like, this isn't that hard. Don't put something in your body and you don't know what it is. Like, or if you do know, don't put something in that has illegal substances in it. It's not that hard.
All right, guys. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. We're finally going to have to see if this offense that was built to mash for the last 3 years and didn't mash anything can now produce runs, enough runs to support the bullpen.
Yeah,
so
yeah, they're going to have
to here's where the rubber is going to meet the road for this cast of players. Like, it's time to put up or shut up. And that's the way I see it, man. I mean, you're going to have to get another arm, and you're going to have to trade somebody worth value to do that. But this team was supposed to score enough runs that this bullpen should not be an issue.
Yeah, John, I don't disagree with the heart of what you're saying, especially in that, look, the starting pitching is great. We all know it's great. We're not worried about it. But the two things that could sink this team, or most likely to sink this team if they get sunk, is the lineup and the bullpen. To your point, the bullpen, now that this Alvarado thing has happened, like, it is only so good that they can make it. Even if Dombrowski trades a big prospect and goes out and gets someone, like, the bullpen will be, it's got a ceiling that we could see. It can't get that great. The lineup can be way better than we've seen. Like, these are guys who have done it in the majors before. And look, the lineup hasn't been horrible. It's just, it's been a small ball kind of lineup. I mean, other than Schwarber, no one's hitting the ball out of the park with consistency.
Turner's a single setter down.
Yeah, he is. And look, I'll take a 315 hitting Trey Turner singles hitter compared to what we had, especially if he's running. But it's certainly not... It's not the easiest way to win.
Is there any thought that they would, you know, and I know that they're being a lot more careful with their starters. The starters are the best part of the team, mm-hmm. obviously. I don't think anyone has gone over seven. I'm not sure. I don't know if anybody's thrown a complete
game. That's a
game.
Really interesting
maybe
point.
Maybe Christopher Sanchez has thrown, but I'm just curious, like, do you try to maybe extend them a little bit when they can, when their pitch count isn't high?
Yeah, it's a possibility with deeper starting pitching. You could go to a six man theoretically at a certain point. You need
to,
it's a thought. Look, I think that they are looking at and discussing all these type of things and trying to figure out what the best path forward is. John, you got an answer for us for a non-actor performance?
I'll give you an answer, but let me tell you this.
Sure.
It also shines a light on the poor job that Dombrowski did at building the bullpen during the offseason. Just to want to throw that out there.
Yeah, well, I agree, for the most part.
Wow.
The greatest radio man in history, the greatest morning man in history, Howard Stern.
Well, Private
himself.
Parts, yeah, it's a good answer.
I mean,
John,
yeah.
good
wow.
answer.
Really big
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, that's a really funny movie.
It really is.
Yeah, it's very good, Private
yes,
Parts.
Yes, it is. And Hugh Douglas, thank you. Dwight Yoakam was in Sling Blade.
Ah,
oh,
yes!
Oh, yes!
French fried taters.
Yeah. He was really hateable in Sling Blade.
Yes, he was.
That,
no, he's great.
He plays a good hateable character.
Yeah, that's a good call by Hugh.
Yes.
He is great in that. That's a really good call. 215-592-9494. Let's keep it rolling. Let's talk to Edwin in Pennsauken. What up, Ed? Edwin.
Yes, yes.
Hey, buddy. What you got today?
Hey, good morning. I was just calling in to talk about the Knicks.
Sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What you got? You rooting for him?
Your turn.
Dynamite call so far, Edwin.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah. It's
your
turn.
What do you think of the Knicks, Edwin?
Yeah, you're up, bud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know if I was on that. I was talking to the paper.
Oh, no, yeah, no, you're on the radio. Edwin, you're on WIP. What up, pal?
I apologize. I was just trying to talk about the Knicks. Like,
no,
I
don't know about, what you got?
I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to see the Knicks go to the next round. Like,
me either.
I despise them. I'm not a big fan. I dislike them as much as I dislike Boston.
So I'm with you. I probably dislike Boston more, but they're right. I agree with you. They're right up there, and I dislike them. I wouldn't want to take the risk. I'm rooting for the Pacers, but I wouldn't hate the Knicks losing in the finals because they would still lose, and I do think it would be fun to watch them lose in the finals and MSG in the finals and just the pageantry of it as a sports fan. I think it could make the finals more entertaining, but I wouldn't want to take the risk that they get there and could win. So I'm with you, you know, in general. Like, Knicks can't win.
You think the finals would be more interesting with them in it, but you're not going to root for them. I got it.
Yes, of course it would. It'd be more fun to watch.
Of course it would.
Yeah, but I'm with you. Ultimately, Edwin, I can't have the Knicks win.
Yeah, I mean, I hope somebody in the West does.
Yeah, me too.
Win it all.
Yeah.
But
they probably will.
I just want to give y'all a shout-out, man. First and foremost, good morning to you guys. I forgot to say that because I thought I was still talking to them.
Good morning.
But I just want to give you guys a shout out, man. Like I was like a big Angelo Catena, a long time listener, and I used to call every once in a while with Angelo, so I had to get used to y'all being on the morning show. And I say, man, y'all keep my day going on when I'm on the road and everything. So y'all do a great job, man.
Thanks, man. That really means a lot,
so
man. We appreciate it.
Shout out.
Thank
I have one
you.
More thing.
Yeah,
which
you got an answer for us?
You had the YouTube thing channels going on. I never knew what none of you guys look like. I just say, I never, John Ritchie, I was looking at him. I was like, this guy, he didn't look like he played fullback for the Eagles. Like, that was like my first time really seeing a face.
I'm with you, man.
And then, who had me in awe was Rhea Hughes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Edwin.
I was like, this is, her voice is kind of different. Like, she embodies the definition of a beautiful woman.
Oh, jeez.
And that's just a compliment.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Try glasses.
So Richie looks good and not like a fullback. Rhea looks beautiful.
Okay. What about James?
I get nothing here.
James, no, you. Your voice don't sound like yourself.
So that's the number one thing people say when they meet me. They're like, yeah, I didn't think it looked like that.
You look interesting, man. Thanks.
You look interesting.
I'll take that. That is the most backhanded compliment I've ever gotten.
That's a compliment.
I don't know if it is. If my wife told me I look interesting, I would change everything about myself. All right. Ed, you got an answer for us for a non-actor?
I don't know if nobody took this answer yet, but I like a bunch of the comedy movies, the people that they want, but I like Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson, The Hangover, was already said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got another answer?
Mike Dicker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kicking and Screaming. Yeah, the underrated movie. Will Ferrell and Mike Ditka.
Oh, is that the soccer one?
That's the soccer one. Yeah. Yeah, where, you know, they're coaching the team together.
I worked with Coach Ditka.
Did you? You got any Coach Ditka stories?
I thought it was the most amazing thing in the world to watch the games on Sundays with Coach Ditka.
Was he like commenting during? Was he like pointing stuff out? How did he watch? Or was he like silent and just intense?
He was ornery.
What a shock.
It was
on brand then.
So this is up at, you know, up in Bristol, mm-hmm. and there's the big room with all the TVs
at the front of it.
And so all the people are in the room and watching, and he's sort of, as I recall, like in the back, sort of off by himself. And you know, like there were, like Chris Berman would be up at the very front, and, you know, people would just be sort of around mm-hmm. that. And then Mike Ditka was just doing his thing,
that's
watching
awesome.
Quietly on his own, just more serious than I would have. Well, I guess he was a pretty serious player.
Yeah.
He had a lot of personality as a coach that came through. And I always, you know, I really enjoyed talking to him about, you know, his playing days and stuff. I was told growing up about what an awesome player he was.
Sure, as a tight end. Yeah, Hall of Famer. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, and that was, you know, they didn't like him, but they thought they respected him. These are, you know, like my folks and people, you know, older people told me how good he was. And then I saw some clips and I liked the way he ran people over. I appreciated the toughness, the mindset, the just, you know, he was mean. He was a mean dude. And I was amazed that the meanness was no longer there when I was talking to him about football.
Yeah, sure.
He was like, just sort of like, good, like a good guy to talk to about the game and real upbeat and positive, not mean to me, which I found incredible.
Yeah.
It was like a dream come true.
That's so cool.
You know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Getting to do stuff like that. How in the world did this happen?
Oh, dude, I know. We all have those moments throughout this business. And you actually, you know, I mean, that just saying it easy, Chris Berman's here. And then, you know, like Tom Jackson was over there. And, you know, Young was sitting right there. And like, I know, like that's ridiculous. What a ridiculous thing.
It is a ridiculous
really
thing.
Really cool.
And I got to sit there with them. And, you know, Chris Mortensen.
Of course,
asking about my son.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Mortensen asking about my new daughter who mm-hmm. was just born. Like that, he was just such a legend too. Like a lot of, anyway, Mort was the greatest.
Yeah.
But that green room on Sundays, I felt very fortunate. Even though I was away from my family, I felt like it was worth it to be there watching those games with some of those personalities. And by the way, Keyshawn was really interesting
to
watch football with.
That's interesting. Yeah. Like, look, that must, like, what an experience. People think about how much money a person would pay to spend a day watching football in that room. Like, honestly, I mean, thousands and thousands of dollars. I'm, you know, I don't know what the number would get to, but there are a lot of people who have a lot of money. Like, that would cost a lot
of money for charity.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, to go watch with all those people this day of football and hear them talk and what they're talking about and how they're planning their stuff and all that. Like, it must be just an all-time cool thing.
It's one of those things when I watch a center practicing football or playing football, I'm always amazed at how in the world did he see, you know, 21 other guys.
Yeah, you always talk about with Kelsey. When you're talking to Kelsey, you're always blown.
Right.
You're like, how did you? Yeah,
right.
Totally.
These guys in that room, those are guys that when they're watching a game on TV, they're seeing things that no one else can see. Like, that wasn't even on. Like, how did you see that? I didn't catch it. But these are guys who can explain everything and they understand things that I just can't even fathom.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Amazing. And there's so much more you can learn. I learn that every day with this football.
That's so cool, man. Yeah. You, somebody who had played in the league for 7-8 years, was your whole life is football,
entirely.
And you're like, I'm learning there. It's
so cool.
Think
about Andy Reid, the way he's adapted his offenses. We can see the new plays and the new ideas and everything, how he's doing the melding of the West Coast with the, you know, more college type stuff, the RPOs and everything else. But he's at the front end of it. So are we. We are.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're cutting edge. We should feel great about
that. What a thrill. It is. No, I agree. Especially organizationally, top to bottom, in a lot of ways.
Exactly.
215-592-9494. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Harman Chevrolet. Proud to again be PA's number one Chevrolet EV dealer, now in stock. The Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive HarmanChevy.com. Who wins the NBA Finals? Knicks, Pacers, Thunder, and Timberwolves are the options. And then who are you rooting for? The Knicks or the Pacers in that series? Coming up in about 15 minutes, Elliot Shortbarks will be in studio. Debate week will begin today at 9 o'clock. Elliot and I will be debating a topic, which you will find out in a little bit. Plus, Rhea Hughes getting involved in the debating today as well. It looks like who is the current face of Philadelphia sports? Rhea versus Joe Giglio coming up later today on the Midday Show.
I'm not sure we're doing that.
Okay.
I talked to Joe. And so we'll have to.
Well, maybe they will be. That's what was given to me as the thing that you guys will be talking about. Maybe there's another one. There will be debates coming later today on the station, as well as we are beginning debate week. Elliot Shortbarks will be coming in. We'll be debating a classic Philly sports topic coming up in a few. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Tim in Swedesboro. Hey, Tim.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Tim?
I don't know. I really didn't really mean to say good morning. It's not really a good one after what I had with the Alvarado thing.
I get it.
I mean, I was really happy for that pitcher that made
Nick Abel. Yeah.
It was a shame, like, to hear that. Like, I was thinking to myself, really, guys? Like, you guys got to rain on a parade with that? Come on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I was like thinking, like, I think that, you know, I think I can see Dombrowski doing something, but honestly, I really don't want to see Painter go. I don't want to see Ranger go because I heard Painter like has been phenomenal out there.
I don't think Painter's going anywhere. Yeah, Ranger is likely gone.
It's possible. Gone at the end of the year. But I think they
now
could trade Ranger.
Things change. Like, yeah, the fact that he's likely gone at the end of the year, it does change the way they're addressing the here and now.
That's exactly right, John.
I mean, I will admit seeing that 101 mile an hour fastball. I'll say that because that man
is an intimidator.
That counts for a lot. And I agree what you said earlier, John, when you said he strikes fear in batters.
Yeah,
strikes fear
for sure.
Because I mean, he has that heater, and you know, it's like he either catches them looking, or they try to swing, and it's like, what did you just throw at me?
Yeah, it's a massive loss. And again, he's someone who is willing to come in any time in a game, in any situation, come in and do a dirty inning. He doesn't need a clean inning to start. Like a lot of closers, it's like start the inning off. You know, Alvarado can come in second and third, one out, like, you know, against the best hitter in the lineup. Like they don't have a Swiss Army knife piece for the most important matchups in every game, which is what this guy was doing. They have nothing like that. It's a massive loss. Just obviously the player himself, but also his role and what he did for this Phillies bullpen is harder to replace than just a normal reliever, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there are some shoes to fill. Yeah,
no doubt.
And his shoes will not be easy to fill.
Tim, you got an answer?
Especially Alvarado.
Yeah, you got an answer for us for a non-actor performance?
Actually, I do. I had one, but somebody took it, so I'm going to try this one. Michael Jordan in Space Jam.
Yeah, sure. That's a solid answer.
He was okay.
He was okay. That's what I was about to say.
He was okay.
It's not the best performance ever, you know, with Bugs Bunny blowing him off the screen.
Yeah.
But no, you know, it was a decent answer. 215-592-9.
It wasn't much of a stretch character-wise.
Yeah, it was just Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Kind of easy.
Yeah.
To be Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he did an admirable job at acting like Michael Jordan.
at being himself. Let's go to Dave in Wilmington. What up, Dave?
Good morning. To piggyback off that truck driver, you guys know I drive a school bus.
Yes.
So we cannot do anything without, you know, being ridiculed, you know, tested, and we lose our job. Like, I can't use cannabis or my skin or rubbing, because if it shows up in my yarn, I lose my job.
Yeah.
I can't be around people that smoke marijuana, because if I catch a contact and it shows up in my yarn, then all of a sudden I lose my job.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's on you, Dave, to make sure that you don't put yourself in situations, aka take things you don't know what's in them.
Well, that's the thing. What are we doing here? It's very unlikely.
That's why it makes it hard to believe.
This was accidental.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
We know, like, Jose Alvarado was throwing as hard as he's thrown.
And how old
is he? He's 30.
30.
Yeah. Turn 30 in like a day.
Okay. Yeah.
So it kind of
feels... Happy birthday, huh?
Not going to be a great birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, to your point, I do think, you know, John, and even if it wasn't, they were just throwing hard or whatever, like, I'd find it hard to believe that a professional athlete, for as long as he is in the sport that he is in, just took something.
You are so,
you know,
just in
like
tune,
just took something without, you know, really investigating it or whatever, you know?
Whether you struggle with your weight or not, you are so in tune with everything you put in your body. You're so in tune with every rep that you press a weight with, every step you take in conditioning. They measure all of this stuff. There's no way. It is impossible that you don't know every ounce of everything you're ingesting. And if that's not the case, then shame on you.
Yeah.
What a dumb move.
What a moron.
Because
you're
risking the greatest opportunity in the world to be a Philadelphia Philly.
And you're hurting your teammates, like you said about, you're hurting a fan base. And, oh, by the way, you lost yourself millions of dollars you would have made this year. You're losing the rest of your salary for the 80 games you're not getting paid for. And to your point, Johnny, you had $7.5 million or whatever is for next year, club option. Nine, club option. Like, all of a sudden, that was a no-brainer for the club.
How do you pay that now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't bring Jose Alvarado back without knowing that he can throw like he's throwing now.
That's a fair point.
Without the juice, it's not going to look like it looks now. So not only can I not trust him, but I know I'm going to get a diminished version of Jose Alvarado.
Or at least we likely get a diminished version. And again, this is also a guy with as great as he's been. It's not like he's never had these issues where he's kind of had these downturns again, sent to the minors in 2022. So,
yeah.
Dave, you got an answer for us? A non-actor performance?
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick butt, and I'm all out of bubblegum. Roddy Piper and They Live.
Yeah, it's a good answer.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a great. I mean, the longest fight scene in movie history, all that.
Really?
John Carpenter directed They Live.
I loved They Live.
He was in town this weekend too.
John Carpenter was?
He was at the I believe he was at the same fan fest that Christopher Lloyd.
John Carpenter's the man. That's awesome. That's very cool. The Thing. You're a fan of The Thing.
Yes, it's a classic. Of course. What was V? Do you remember V? Was V somehow related to They Live?
V, the movie V?
V. It might have been a TV show.
I remember the TV show V being a
thing. It was like an alien
but
thing.
Yes.
Was it connected
in some
way? I don't
think so. They Live was way earlier than that.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
I don't know either. For some reason, I think they were connected. V.
Hey, Fran Rojas, do some work here, all right? Look into something for us, instead
Does
of just
anyone else
hanging
remember?
Out back there. Supervisor Fran just likes to supervise and actually get his hands dirty. Fran, figure this out. No, I'm just kidding.
This feels
but
like
seriously, look it up.
V seemed, again, I was very young, and this is 80s stuff. But V was really cool and scary.
I probably
felt like I shouldn't be allowed to watch it. Maybe that's why I liked it so much.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good.
Nice. All right.
I think.
You're not
sure? It doesn't seem like anyone really watched
it. I thought it was good. No, I watched
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, I liked it. I remember liking it. I don't remember in depth about it, but I remember enjoying it.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Rowdy Roddy Piper and I don't know why there's a connection there. Now, Rowdy Roddy Piper was on wrestling every Saturday morning. You could see him on WWF.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really cool that you could also see him in a movie. That was great.
Yeah.
And he was good. He was tough.
No, yeah, I agree. And that's a good answer. It's a classic line, a very famous line, too. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks in studio. We'll do a little debate action to start debate week off. Plus, Elliot's just going to hang for the hour. So if you want to call in and yell at Elliot, he'll be here. 215-592-9494. We'll continue to take your calls on Alvarado, the Phillies, and more. It's the morning show. We'll be right back.
Whether you are a weekend warrior or competing at a high level, you are an athlete with goals, and NovaCare Rehabilitation is here for you. NovaCare's Select Sports Center of Excellence are specialty locations, and they are focused on the needs of athletes. So if you're injured, NovaCare will help you get you back to playing your sport. They'll also help you prevent injuries from happening, and they'll help you to prepare to compete at your highest level of performance. At all Select Sports Center of Excellence, athletes are treated for their specific injury, training needs, and goals. Most importantly, and this is key, care is provided by sports-specific physical therapists using advanced training and technology. For more than 30 years, NovaCare has long been the trusted Delaware Valley and South Jersey leader in physical therapy, hand therapy, and sports medicine. Select Sports Center of Excellence, just one more way NovaCare is meeting your needs. To learn more about Select Sports Center of Excellence, go to NovaCare.com today. Excellence is earned. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.